Hi, it's the Love Guru Blair, and I want to welcome you to this audio, and I want to welcome you to my community. The way that I teach how to attract the one is very different than what you're going to hear anywhere else. And in one of the upcoming audios, I'm going to share my story with you on how I found out this information. But for right now, where I wanted to start with this audio on how to use your inner power to manifest is I wanted to talk about the idea of your inner power and your outer power. So right now, assuming you're looking for love, usually what most people do is what everybody else does, which is what we are told to do by the mainstream media, by our parents, by our friends, by our family, by whoever. And what is that? Well, what are you doing right now? Maybe you're looking online for love. Maybe you're on one of the dating sites. Maybe you go to singles events. Maybe you ask friends to match you up. Maybe you ask family members to match you up. Maybe you go to a matchmaker. So, you know, what this is looking. This is going everywhere and looking to find the one. And that would fall into the category of you're using your outer power, you know, working hard to find love, looking everywhere, doing lots of busy work. Now, what I teach people how to do is how to use their inner power to attract the one. And that's some information of what I'm going to be sharing with you over this four-part audio series is how to use your inner power to manifest the one, how to attract the one. So what a lot of this is mind shifts. You are transforming the way that you are looking at love, the way that you're looking at attracting love. Because listen to the words that I'm using. I'm using the word attract. When you're attracting something, you're drawing it to you. You're becoming magnetic. And that's what I teach my clients to do, to attract love to them, to attract anything they desire to them. Whereas what most people are doing is going out and looking for love. Oh, I need to find my husband. Oh, I want to find my wife. Well, that, again, is all looking. That's busy work. It's looking. It's doing. What I teach is a way of being that makes you attractive. So on this first audio, out of this four-part audio, I want to ask you a question. And this is something that I encourage you to think about and to journal about. So grab a piece of paper and a pen and write down the question of why am I still single? Why am I still single? And maybe the obvious answer is, oh, well, Blair, I haven't found the one yet. That's why I'm still single. Well, what I want to suggest to you, what I want to share with you, and again, this is getting into the way that I teach. It's about working with the universe and understanding universal laws and universal principles and then using them to your benefit. But if you are single right now, the reason why you are single is because you want to be single, because you made it that way. One of the understandings that we all have to come to the same place, sort of like our foundation of my teachings, of me helping you to attract the one, is understanding that you create your own reality, that you're a very powerful person, that you're not just a human being, but you're a spiritual being. And from the higher level of things, that you are creating every experience that you have in your life. So what I want you to think about now and what I want you to journal about is, and I want you to keep asking this question to yourself over and over again, why am I single? Why am I still single? Why am I single? And rather than give you some examples of reasons why people say that they're single, or what might come up for you. I'm going to just leave it open-ended because I want you to have the experience. The way that I work, one half of the way I work, one part of the way that I work, is that I channel information. I'm psychic. I'm a psychic. I'm a medium. I'm an intuitive heart healer, which means that, and this is a gift that I was born with, and there's no one else out there that does the work that I've done. I've been around the block for quite some time. And, you know, we're all born with our own special gifts. And my gift is being an intuitive heart healer. And what that means is that when I am connecting with somebody, I can tap into their heart, I can tap into their energy body, and I can see what is blocking them from whatever it is they desire in their life. I use it for relationships and making people's dreams come true. But so I can tap into your heart and I can see what's blocking you from attracting the one, and then I can help heal that, the blocks, and I give you exercises on how to move forward. So this would be an example of one of the exercises that if we were working together one-on-one, or if you were in one of my home study programs, that you would journal about, why am I single? So for the next day, until you receive the next audio from me, which will be tomorrow, give yourself some time to journal about, why am I single? Because again, going back to that foundational thought that we create every experience in our life. So why did you create, why are you single? If you say that you don't want to be single, why are you single? Because that is the experience you created. So thank you for listening. Tune in tomorrow, watch your inbox, and I will send you the audio for tomorrow's teachings and exercises on how to use your internal power, your inner power, on how to manifest. And, you know, by the way, this is by far, in my opinion, we'll say, the easiest, most fun, should I say funnest? That's not a word, but we'll say it's the easiest, funnest, magical way of attracting love. And like I said, I'll share with you my story in an upcoming audio, but you know, this is the using your internal power, and it's exciting. I'm excited for you. Let's just say that I am, because you're in for a wild, magical ride. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Why are you single? Journal about it now. Okay? Thanks. Bye-bye.